It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. Last week was humbling for many ranked teams, and to yours truly, too. My friend Kevin has convinced me to hop aboard the Northwestern bandwagon, which I'll do with great glee. As for the other victors this week, I like you, too. Now let's take a look at this week's games. Pittsburgh at South Florida. The other Pennsylvania Kittens have recovered from an opening week loss to Bowling Green, but they'll face their first-ranked opponent when they head into Raymond James Stadium. Jim Levitt's Bovine are still largely untested and will need to prove to voters that they've earned their top 10 ranking. The Felines did fine in New York, but they won't in Tampa. Bennard's loser, Pittsburgh. Oregon State at Utah. Mike Riley's dam builders set the rankings all akimbo last week when they toppled the Trojans. On Thursday, they'll try to ruin Kyle Whittingham's season when they head to Salt Lake City. The Utes are angling for a BCS bowl, and they won't let any West Coast Beavers dam up their hopes. Bennard's loser, Oregon State. Penn State at Purdue. The locomotive got derailed in the Indiana Vatican last week, and this game will define their season. If they can't play well against the Nittany Mewers, they'll have a long season ahead of them. Joe Pa's Pride is now the leading candidate for the Big Ten Championship, and they'll put another paw forward on Saturday. Bennard's loser, Purdue. Iowa at Michigan State. The woes continue for Kirk Ferentz and company when the Birds fly into Spartan Stadium. The East Lansing Spear Toters have been darn near untouchable on their home turf this season. With a Heisman contender in the home team's backfield, the Hawkeyes will be plucked. Bennard's loser, Iowa. Indiana at Minnesota. The dominant squad we saw defending the Rock have been exposed as imposters in the past 2 weeks, and they'll get a chance to redeem themselves when they head north to face Tim Brewster's Rodents. The Gilded Ones have turned themselves around from last season and will not be content to end up at the bottom of the barrel again. The Twin Cities crowd hasn't seen a loss in the Metrodome this season, and that streak will last at least another week. Bennard's loser, Indiana. Florida at Arkansas. When Ole Miss held off the Gainesville Crocs, eyebrows perked up in Fayetteville. Unfortunately, that just means they'll be able to see the hurt that Urban Meyer will put on the Hogs. Bobby Petrino hasn't had much luck in his return to college football, and one more week won't cure anything. Bennard's loser, Arkansas. Kansas at Iowa State. The Lawrence Wingers need to show that they can win a game against legitimate competition. And no, Sam Houston State doesn't count. On Saturday, they'll fly into Ames while trying to keep from getting sucked into a tornado. There's a tornado warning for Jack Trice Stadium, but it's the Cyclones who need to take cover. Bennard's loser, Iowa State. Stanford at Notre Dame. The Papal Pigskin squad isn't as good as they looked last week, but they've kept the Indiana Vatican holy so far this season. The California Tree got a win over Oregon State, which is more impressive now than it looked earlier, but nothing else is worth note. They'll try to plant themselves in the South Bend turf, but the holy water will keep it from taking root. Bennard's loser, Stanford. Kentucky at Alabama. Bama's stunner over the dog shot them to the number 2 spot for this week. Now they'll have to defend themselves against the Lexington Felines. The Cats have been impressive, but not against impressive opponents. A win this week would do wonders for Rich Brooks and company, but they'll end up with wet fur. Bennard's loser, Kentucky. Illinois at Michigan. A surprise upset of top 10 Wisconsin last week saved the spirits of the fine folk in Ann Arbor, but will it save the season? We'll find out when Chief Ron Zook leads his tribe into the Big House. The Redskins haven't been able to improve on last year's surprise performance, and they'll need to get some Wolverine pelts if they want to salvage the season. This game will be all about the Illinois offense against the Michigan defense. And Bennard's loser, in a close one, Illinois. Auburn at Vanderbilt. The Commodores have benefited from the rankings melee, rising into the top 25. They'll defend their rankings when one-loss Auburn comes into Vanderbilt Stadium. The Doors will keep their SEC East lead if they can pull out a victory, but the Tiger defense will be too ferocious for them to handle. Bennard's loser, Vanderbilt. Oregon at USC. Once again, Pete Carroll found himself on the losing end of a Pac-10 upset. Will it keep the Trojans out of the national championship for another year? If the Quackers have anything to say about it, yes. Mike Bellotti has led his flock to victories over middling teams, but USC will be a whole new test. Water rolls off a duck's back, but horses don't. Bennard's loser, Oregon. Ohio State at Wisconsin. Brett Bielema barely believed his eyes when his Badger boys got demolished by Michigan in the fourth quarter. The Cheeseheads will try to redeem themselves when Jim Tressel's nuts head into Camp Randall Stadium. Sweater Vest has put his team back on track after a blowout in Los Angeles, and this game may wind up being the battle for second place in the Big 12. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Wisconsin. Missouri at Nebraska. The Mizzou Cats are clawing their way towards a national championship game, and they'll need to make it through the Nebraska cornfield on Saturday. Nebraska hasn't faced anyone of consequence so far, and when the dust has settled, the Huskers will be shucked. Bennard's loser, Nebraska. Well, fans, that's all I have for you this week. I may or may not have a show for you next week. You'll just have to tune in to find out.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.